surface, Dickie.
No one can tell you're using a hairdressing, because Tame is the invisible hairdressing. Only the beauty shows. Try Tame today.
Tame's the name of the new. Tame's the name of the new invisible hairdressing. Tame's the name.
Bye, Nash.
And until next week, this is Arlene Francis.
And Bill Connor reminding you that Arlene's doing a play now called Late Love, and it just ran.
Thank you, and so long, everybody. Bye, Bill.
So long, everybody. Bye.
Transcribed from the CBS Radio Network.
Bye, Nash. This is
KOOK in Billings. Chrysler Medallion Theater is on Cook TV tonight. Will you see it on a TV set in your own home? Well, enjoy it on a General Electric TV set. The TV selected 7-1 in nationwide comparisons. You can own a GE TV set for as little as $2 a week. Stop in at Billings Electric Supply in Billings, 214 North 30th Street, or Bridger Rexall Drug in Bridger, Montana, and get GE TV today. Remember, for the 15th time, the CBS Radio Network will broadcast the annual presentation of Handel's Messiah, originating from the TV Playhouse in Kansas City, and heard on KOOK Radio tomorrow night at 9:30. Say, you ladies know what you want for Christmas, of course, but putting the bee in Dad's bonnet is something else again. And here's a suggestion. Take him to Grand Hardware, 1235 Grand Avenue, and a few long, casual glances at that popular wherever...
New Nash.
Pan set will do the trick. The set of four, including a large chicken fryer and three sizes of saucepans, sells for just $27.95. All four pieces have the beautiful reflective lids, and it's open stock, too, so additions can be made as the need arises. Make that visit tonight. Grand Hardware is open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 8 p.m. on Saturdays. The time is 10 seconds past 1:30, and now it's time for Glenn Lockwood and some words about automobiles.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Glenn Lockwood speaking to you from the home of the 1954 Nash Automobiles, Peckham Nash Motors at 1201 First Avenue North. And we're down here this afternoon to talk to Jack Peckham and introduce to you a couple of fellows, in fact, who are new with the Peckham Nash organization, and to find out a little bit about the Nash Automobiles, and wish you all a Merry Christmas from Peckham Nash. Jack, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn. Matter of fact, fine. It's a wonderful day, and I know there's a lot of people out circulating around today, and the purpose of this broadcast is just to wish everybody primarily a very, very Merry Christmas, Glenn. And I know they will have one. We've never had such fine weather and chances to get out and shop and do this, that, and the other thing. And if they are out this afternoon, I'd like to invite each and every one of the folks to drop in and just say hello.
I was just going to echo those sentiments myself, Jack. As long as they're out Christmas shopping, riding around, it is a beautiful day out. Stop in at Peckham Nash here, 1201 First Avenue North, and see these wonderful automobiles. And I'm sure that you and Ray Oldhauser, your sales manager, and the other two fellows who we're going to talk to a little bit later on will be glad to tell them all about the Nash automobiles.
Well, I would like in a few minutes to introduce some new folks we have working for us. They're the ones that are out on the firing line that are going to contact the folks, and we, incidentally, Glenn, we believe in that. We believe that the customer deserves the service of sales contacts. Mm-hmm. It's something I think that they have missed in the last, possibly 10 years. I know since the war, at any rate.
Mm-hmm.
And our idea is to be of service, both sales-wise and service-wise,
right.
Yes. We didn't want to talk too much about product today, Glenn. On our program, we just wanted to, we may inject a little plug here and there. However, before we get any farther, I would like to mention that the Marine Reserve have a program of Toys for Tots. They're working very hard at it. It was very good success last year. The toys go to underprivileged children, and we, for one, are behind it 100%, and I know many of the folks, while they're shopping in the stores, can drop a toy in one of the boxes that they see there, marked Toys for Tots.
I think to myself, Jack, that it's a very worthy organization, very worthy cause that the Marine Reserve Unit here in Billings is working toward, and as you say, they have presented last year and made a success out of it, and we'd like to have everybody get behind it this year and help out the underprivileged children in the Billings area who may not be visited by Santa Claus otherwise.
That's right, Glenn. Now, I see Ray just came in over here, my sales manager. I'd like to have Ray say hello to the folks again. Can you get over here, Ray?
Ray, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn.
Good.
You got a heck of a cold.
Well, I think there are a good number of people that are in the same boat around this part of the country. Anything you'd like to say this afternoon, Ray?
Yeah, I've said it before, Glenn. If I get a sneeze, just step back and take over, because I've got it. No, Glenn, nothing particular. I just would like to wish all of our good customers and any customer and everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As Jack said, that's the main reason of putting this little broadcast on. We have got a lot of customers, a lot of friends come in and out of here every day. And this is about the easiest way to wish them all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in one bite.
Very, very good. Thank you ever so much, Ray. Maybe we can get back to you a little bit later on.
Yeah, and I can tell you, we had a couple new salesmen here.
Just going over to see them.
Okay.
Thanks an awful lot, Ray. We'd like to, at this time, to introduce to our radio audience a couple of the fellows who are new with the Peck and Nash organization, and a fellow who has a lot of friends down in the Columbus area, Art Nygaard. Art, how are you this afternoon?
Just fine.
Would you like to invite all of your friends down in the Columbus area to stop in and see you and wish them all a Merry Christmas?
I'd like to invite all my friends from Columbus down to visit our new Lion and Nash. They're very beautiful and economical cars.
Mm-hmm.
Which, most of them, we have a lot of features that other cars don't have at present.
Mm-hmm. Well, pardon me, go ahead, Art, if I interrupted something.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that I'm sure that a lot of the folks, your friends and neighbors, down in the Columbus area would be very, very happy to hear that you are here working for Jack and Ray and a salesman for the Peck and Nash Motor Company, and we'd like to see all of them come in and say hello to you.
Yes, we'd like to see everybody from Columbus come down and look over the new cars, but there's a lot of them that won't be able to make it at present. Any future date, they'd be very happy to see them.
Mm-hmm. And any of the folks who might be listening to our broadcast this afternoon might be here in Billings doing a bit of Christmas shopping. Come on down this afternoon and talk to Art. He'll be glad to see you and say hello to you, wish you a Merry Christmas in person.
Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot to you, Art Nygaard from Columbus, now working for the Peck and Nash Motor Company. And the other fellow who is new with the organization, Ralph Gimbel from the Edgar and Bromberg community. Ralph, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn. And I'd like to invite all the people from Edgar, friends of mine, to come down here and look over what we've got in stock. We've got a fine selection of used cars, and the new Nash for 54 is a real automobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks an awful lot to you, Ralph, and good luck to you in your association with Jack here.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm going to enjoy working with these people. They're a fine bunch of people, and we've got a fine organization.
Fine. Thanks an awful lot to you, Ralph.
Thank you, Glenn.
Back to you again, Art, and wondering if we might have missed some of the other fellows here who are members of the organization. I hear several of them in the back room there, the service manager possibly. Maybe we'd get him out here.
I think Bill's getting out some parts right this minute, Glenn, but I wonder if you can get him back there, please.
Well, that, friends, just goes to show you that service is the key word here at Peckham Nash Motors. Even a radio broadcast will not interfere with the service to their customers. Is that right, Jack?
That's right. That still comes first in one sense of the word. Glenn, I might take just a minute to go into some of this Nash product information that we have to offer for 1954.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to mention some of the most or that a car has, and we have them in Nash. As you know, or may not know, Nash automobiles are the widest cars inside of any that you can purchase today.
Mm-hmm.
Four people, average size people, can comfortably sit across the back seat. If the state law allowed four in the front, well, we could say it was an eight-passenger car. Actually, can be considered a seven-passenger car today.
Mm-hmm.
Your eye-level visibility from a safety standpoint, from the driver's seat, is the greatest of any car. Your headroom in the front seat is the greatest. They've, of course, for quite a few years now, have specialized in what is known as monocoque construction. That's the type of construction that's used in airplanes.
The welded
one piece. You're protected throughout by steel. There's not a body placed on a frame. In other words, you have just the same strength all around you, front, rear, and sides, as you do Just something that's safer for you, the folks and their families. And this holiday season, when everybody will be out and driving, I think, and the roads the way they are, I think that's a factor that certainly everybody should think about some.
Very true. And a couple of the other features, too, Jack, that I have liked here in the new 1954 Nash is the air intake for the air conditioning unit. It's up above, out of the way of the exhaust of the previous car.
Well,
the car ahead of
them. That's right. And it's considered in the automobile industry as the finest heating system a car can have today. It's called the Weather Eye, and that's almost well known as Nash itself, you might say. They go synonymous, one with the other. Something about the colors, Glenn, that we haven't talked about too much in the past. This year we have 28 different color combinations. And I'm not going to describe the colors other than the fact that they do have very glamorous names, which connote the import or the impact of the color. For instance, Malibu Ivory, Anniversary Gold, Croton Green, Pinehurst Green, Willow Green, many other, Spanish Red. I mean, and the colors, truly, I believe, are just as glamorous as those names sound.
And, too, to my opinion, the upholstery fabrics that are used throughout the different Nash models, too, Jack, are wonderful. And I think that the operating efficiency of a car and the style and the lines of the car are probably the man and the family, but I think where the woman takes over is in the interior of the car, and
that's right,
really
yeah.
An outstanding group of fabrics which the Nash automobiles are upholstered in.
The foremost international designer, Madame Helene Rother, is the one who designed all the combinations of the upholstery fabrics and that sort of thing. Along, of course, with Pininfarina and the well-known styling of that gentleman that built the cars that have sold up to as high as $50,000. We have adapted in Nash the finest that those two people can put forth, and they are recognized not only in this country now, but internationally as well, as the foremost designers. Nash has led in the field of design for quite some time, it might be of interest, Glenn. They started producing cars in, along in 1902. One of the first three to start producing automobiles. They were the first ones to put the gear shift off the floorboard onto the into the dash area. In other words, to give more room in the front seat.
The first ones to introduce the pull-out glove compartment. The first ones to have a one-piece windshield. The first, incidentally, to experiment with high-compression engines. That was back in 1917. Nash as a company has been well established as never once with its ability by consolidation or any other form of amalgamation throughout its 53 years of manufacturing experience. They're the leaders in the automobile field today, style-wise, mechanically, as well as their mechanical features. They're not afraid to offer the public something new, and they feel that the public certainly deserves that continuously. A moment ago, Jack, we're talking about the 28 different color combinations. 28, yes. How many different models have they got in 1954? Well, that'd be a hard thing to say. We have three transmission choices, the three-stage synchronous, the three-stage automatic overdrive, and the dual-range hydromatic. That, along with the 20 different basic models of cars, and 20 different car combinations, if you multiply that out, current engine, engine type, and so forth, we have around 150 car engines at any one time. Now, I point that out because this difference, everything from power steering, transmission choices, color combinations, value wheelbase, and sound of automobile, priced from, in a price range of $1,900 up to in the neighborhood of $4,500, so we can fit every person and every style of that. And, of course, Nash is well known as one of the most comfortable cars that a person can drive.
And it's been a fine year, and without our loyal friends and the people in Dunn, and I mean this sincerely.